praise be Jesus and Mary. How grateful we should be that we have the words of Jesus Christ to hear and to meditate upon and to be taught and to understand and to put into practice. Our Lord says in today's gospel, "Blessed are your eyes because they see," talking to his apostles, "and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." So our Lord is talking about the prophets of the Old Testament and righteous people, certainly the patriarchs, and really any holy person of the Old Testament who longed to see the Messiah, the Savior of the world, and to hear his words of salvation. And so there he is, present among the apostles, and he's calling them blessed because they see the long-awaited Messiah. They hear his words. And they see not only with their bodily eyes the miracles, but they see with the eyes of their soul, with the eyes of faith, even beyond the external signs, they see the Son of God, the Messiah, the Redeemer, he who is equal to the Father. And they hear with their ears, again, not just the words, the voice of Christ, but with the ears of the soul, understanding the gift of faith, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, of knowledge and wisdom, all of this. For this reason, they are blessed. Now, it's not all that much different for us today. If we come to Eucharistic adoration with the gospel in hand, we have the words of our Lord. We don't have his voice speaking them to us, but we do have his words. We can see him on the altar, behind the veil, under the appearance of bread. It's similar, not the same, but similar. The apostles, of course, had the veil of his humanity. They couldn't see his divinity directly. So for us, even the humanity is now veiled, but we're still in his presence. And so we are blessed if we come to adoration, if we read and contemplate the words of the gospel with faith, then we too can see with the eyes of our soul and hear with the ears of our soul and be blessed like the apostles. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christus.